We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life.
Good on that end, Todd.
Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun,
good on that end,
food,
Todd.
Sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
And good evening, fans. Welcome back to Frickers, another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming your way on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. It's homecoming for BGSU this weekend, and the football team will be in action taking on Louisiana Tech at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The Bulldogs come to town. Here to talk BG football with us is head coach Scott Leffler, joining us at Frickers. Coach, good to have you back with us.
It's good to be back.
Well, let's, again, as we sit down and get ready for homecoming, your team licking its wounds after a loss at Kansas State this past Saturday, and it's always painful when you have to go back and grade out games where you don't play well, but something that, of course, is an occupational hazard, I guess you would say. As you look back on the game against Kansas State, maybe something that you could take out of it to build on or just use to motivate. What was your take on reviewing the game with your team?
Well, I think it started way before the game, in all actuality. We had, in week one, a great week of preparation. We were completely dialed in. And then on Monday and Tuesday, our primary big practices of the week, we weren't as good. And I think it really sunk home with our kids the importance of preparation, and as coaches and as players, We need to be really locked in on our most important work days, and we got what we deserved. On Monday and Tuesday, our practices were nothing like the week prior. And you know, to be successful in this business, winning is so fragile. Being successful is so fragile that everything matters. And I think our guys woke up really quick, understanding that you just can't coast through a Monday and Tuesday practice.
Was there a correlation that you could look back to when you reviewed the film, go back and say, hey, this is what I was talking to you about on Monday. You guys didn't do this, and this is where it shows up. So like an A-B comparison?
Yeah, whenever you play teams that are more talented or as talented as you, you need to be completely on point, 100% locked in. And every rep that you take during the week generally translates into what's going to occur on Saturday. And that's exactly what happened. We had over 225 yards of missed opportunities in the throw game. And when you do that, you're not going to be worth a darn on third down, and you're going to put your defense in a very tough, difficult situation, which we did. And, you know, our theory and our philosophy is keep the defense off the field. And we had 102 plays in week one, and we had 48 in week two. And you're not gonna fare well whenever you're not playing well on third down.
And I remember you talking last week, and we saw it on Saturday as far as Kansas State. They are a team that is really well drilled and don't seem to miss many tricks at all. And maybe not the most explosive or dynamic team in football, but seemed like they were on point, and that maybe exacerbated your problems.
There's no question. I thought they played well. But just like I said, on both sides of the ball, there was opportunities to make big plays, and we didn't. And in those games, whenever you're playing teams that are talented or as talented as you, every opportunity that you have to make. I go back to the second drive of the game. We ran a four vertical play off of a play action pass, and it was a plus 35 catch and run, and we missed the throw.
Obviously, Darius Wade had an outstanding game one. Game two, I guess you could say, came back to earth a little bit. After not playing at all last year and having a nice debut, was game number two maybe a little bit of a reintroduction to him to Division I type players? I mean, Morgan State didn't put up much of resistance, and maybe that second game, things were at a little different speed than he had seen in a while.
There's no question about it. In the first game, if you took an extra hitch or an extra step, or you had poor body movements within the pocket, you could get away with it. In this game, you could not. And it was as painful as it was to watch. There's a lot of positive that comes about with that. You get back into your rhythm. You understand that your mechanics, your body position, your rhythm, your tempo has to be absolutely on point, and hopefully this week we get it right.
And Darius, of course, is a veteran player. As we mentioned, he had gone to Delaware last year after he graduated and didn't get to play. But I'm imagining a guy that veteran that had been with you at Boston College is a guy that is not a powder. He's ready to get back to work and learn from what happened.
Not at all. I challenged him was very positive and negative, and I challenged him in the right way, and he'll respond.
Well, the Falcons fell at Kansas State. Homecoming coming up this week for BGSU taking on Louisiana Tech. And you talked about the defense didn't maybe get a whole lot of help from the offense as far as keeping them off the field. There was also a special teams play that really went against you, a kickoff that was, I mean, you couldn't have taken a hot air balloon and dropped it in a more perfect spot, as K-State kicker dropped it in about the 25 and it bounced and they recovered it. After you looked at that play, I'm sure by the letter of the way things are done, somebody probably should have tried to catch that, but that was about as perfectly a kicked sky kick as you could get. What exactly would you hope to happen if that ever happened again?
Well, it was a sky kick, and we should have fair caught the ball. And it was a poor communication between our up back and our returner. And it was one of those deals where they didn't communicate. It's like baseball. I got it. And
I got it. You take it.
You got it. Yeah. And that didn't occur. And that's a play. You know, the three phases, we got beaten all three phases in terms of the game. You know, offensively, defensively, and special teams, there wasn't any complimentary football taking place whatsoever.
Falcons will look to get back on track this week, hosting Louisiana Tech. And it seemed like you maybe went to a little bit more of a straight-ahead run game. Devon Jones had his moments during the game. Again, proving what a veteran, versatile, and tough back he is. That was maybe the only real solid thing offensively. When you gave him the ball, he had some production.
No question about it, and that was the disappointing thing. If we could have executed in the pass game and kept drives alive, you know, we want to run the football. And whenever you have just so limited amount of opportunities, you get down, you kind of get out of your game, and that's what happened. But if you convert some of those third downs, we're able to hand him off the football and could have changed the complexion of the game for sure.
We talked about trying to grade things out and learn from it last week when we talked about Kansas State. We talked about their two defensive ends in particular were really good at getting to the passer, and obviously the pass game overall wasn't what you would hope for. As you looked at how the offensive line performed, what was something for them to learn from? Was it just the way those guys could rush off the end, or were there some missed assignments, some crowd noise issues, any of that?
Well, I thought we handled the crowd noise well up front. The things that we need to work on is continuing to work on the twist games that are challenging to offensive linemen. But I think the passing game, it all fits together. It's protection. It's the receivers running the right route. So there was some times, you know, Darius actually did exactly what he was supposed to do. And then if you have one breakdown here or there, that normally causes problems in the throw game. And at times that's what occurred. So the pass game is a total team unity deal. And we need to make sure that we continue to working and that everyone's on the same page and everyone's doing their job.
Falcons fell at Kansas State and continue the non-conference this Saturday with Louisiana Tech, and it will be homecoming for BGSU. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Leffler when we return to Frickers. It is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun food, forts, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak.
About that steak.
And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code FALCONFRIDAY. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Best pizza? New York style.
Nah. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcons Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set to host Louisiana Tech for homecoming this Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 4 o'clock. The Falcons and Bulldogs from Dwight Perry Stadium at 5 o'clock. Head coach Scott Leffler is with us to talk BGSU football. Falcons last week fell at Kansas State to drop to 1-1. And coach, just before the game, it was revealed that one of your quarterbacks on the roster would not be allowed to play this year. The NCAA ruling, Matt McDonald, is not allowed to play this year after transferring in. So that now is a certainty. So you've had really three quarterbacks sort of splitting the reps in camp and getting into the season here with he and Darius Wade and Grant Loy. And now with some further definition there, that changes your preparation from week to week, obviously.
It does, and it's a disappointing deal. I feel really bad for Matt. He was the clear-cut starter coming out of training camp. He won the job, and it's just a very unfortunate situation. Like I said many times, it's a major problem in college football right now. There's zero consistency on who gets waivers, who doesn't. The time obligation that took place since, Memorial Day, the daily grind to try to get this process done was remarkable. So the NCAA is smart. The coaches, you know, the players, the administrations, we all know it's a problem. And hopefully they can get that thing solved here quickly because it is a problem in college football right now.
So really the guy you feel worst for is Matt himself. As you said, he had been the guy you said would be the starter if they allowed him to play, and now he can't. So it's quite a letdown for him. And now he's got to change his focus, too, a little bit on this season and try to facilitate, help the team as he can while also improving himself.
No question about it. It's a great opportunity for Darius. It's a great opportunity for Grant. What Matt's got to do is he's got to prepare every week as if he's the starter, which is a difficult task, but it's one that will help him in the future and get him ready for spring football.
Well, let's look ahead a little bit to Saturday. Louisiana Tech comes in here. This is a solid program out of Conference USA. Coach Skip Holtz, they've won a bowl game after each of the last five seasons, so they're consistently in bowl games and winning them, an eight-win campaign last year. So just as an overview, this is a program that's got a lot of known quantities about it in a good way, consistent winning team.
There's no question about it. I know Coach Holtz. I know offense and defensive coordinator quite well. They're well coached. Their program's established. They walked in, I believe, 7 years ago, I believe he walked into the program. So they have a system in place. And you can see on tape and you can see the results over the last 7 years that they've really been a steady program.
Just as an overview, we'll talk more about the offense later with Coach Van Gorder, but just as an overview, their systems offensively and defensively, what style, what sort of attacks will we see?
Well, you see On offense, they've got great skilled players. They're a spread team. They like to throw the football. They'll spread you out and run the ball. On defense, they have the ability to play odd and under. Multiple coverage team, multiple pressure team. They do a great job with their pressures, disguising them, and it'll make it challenging for our quarterback and our offensive line.
Yeah, let's talk about the defense and the defensive line. Last year was really special. They lost the all-time sacks leader in college football history, Jalen Ferguson, who's now in the NFL. But Willie Baker is back. He had 11 tackles for loss last year at the end spot. Defensive tackle Kadarian Mason is also a force to be reckoned with. So is the D-line, I don't know if you can say it's the strength of the defense, but it's really good, right?
I think they are, and I'm glad Jalen's gone for sure. Yeah. He's a wrecking machine. You watch the tape from last year. He's dynamic. There's a reason he's playing on Sundays. But their defensive line is good. They did a great job recruiting over the last 7 years. They're an established program. And Coach Adazio's one of his best friends is on that staff, and says that this might be one of their best teams they've had since Coach Holtz has been there.
Now, when you were talking earlier about things that they do at the line to play under, or some of the other things you talked about specifically, does that mean they shift around a lot before the snap, or they just line up in different spots from time to time?
They do. They have the ability to play three down and four down all out of the same personnel grouping, which that's very disruptive for an offense. You got to be on point. You got to be able to identify which front they're in. And they're a multiple coverage team. They do a great job with many different looks in the back end, and they do a great job with their pressure system.
So usually you could tell what they kind of want to do by somebody coming in and somebody replacing him. These guys, they don't have to do that. They can just play him wherever.
No, very similar to what we try to do on offense. We try to stay in one grouping and be in as many formations as we possibly can so the defense can identify it. So their philosophy on defense is similar to ours on offense.
Now, their secondary was very good last year and returns four out of their five starters. And you talked about their ability and their tendency to play multiple coverages. Will we see a lot of straight-up man-to-man included in that?
They do it all. They're primarily a zone coverage team, but they have the ability to jump into man. Just like I said, it's in comparison to these last 2 weeks, this is the most coverage system that we've seen so far.
Now, as opposed to man-to-man to zone in your system with our receivers that BG has right now, what's the skill set that you have to beat a zone as compared to the man-to-man? Is that more about recognition and sort of instinct than it is in man-to-man?
It's 100% recognition. There's certain techniques that you use versus zone coverage to get open. There's certain techniques that you use in man coverage to get open. So the recognition is critical, it's more difficult for the quarterback. You know, whenever you're seeing the multiple zone coverages and then all of a sudden they jump into man, you got to be on point with what progression to get into based on the coverage. So it's a challenging deal for a quarterback.
Are they one to disguise it very well also to make it even harder? It's not really obvious what they're doing right away.
Well, with their four returning starters, normally when you've got four guys that have played together, the ability to disguise is highly likely, and I'm sure they're going to disguise coverages, get in and out of their coverages, show one coverage, jump into another. So, you know, anytime that you got veterans back there, that's normally what you can do.
Coach, as you returned from Kansas State and started to move into the next game, it's still very early in that process, and you talked about how last week didn't go the way you wanted in practice. What have you seen in early returns from your team trying to react and bounce back from that performance against Kansas State?
Well, they came in with a great attitude yesterday in film review. It was very direct on what we need to change in all three phases. They responded quite well. We went out and we had a great practice, I thought, yesterday. The energy was much better than earlier in the week last week. And I think they... you know, we've got some young guys on our football team right now, and any time that a loss like that occurs, you got to learn how to rebound. They will.
You know, one other thing we talked about last week was getting hydrated for what we anticipated would be a very warm day in Kansas, and it wasn't quite as hot as advertised, but it was still mid-80s, middle of the day. It was quite warm. I didn't see a lot of obvious cramping or fatigue issues with your guys. Not that they weren't tired or probably lost a few pounds out there, but again, seemingly a salute to the guys included, but your staff for getting them ready.
They did a great job during the week with hydration, and I always go back to Kevin Tolbert and Danny. I think they did a great job throughout the week getting those guys ready. And then our training camp was a very difficult, hard training camp. And the great thing right now is at least the guys are coming off the field. They're at the end of the game. They say to me, practice is 10 times harder than the game. And that's great. Now we just got to start executing better and start making more plays. And with time, that's going to occur.
You know, we have talked a lot about your staff and some of the support staff around the football team. We haven't talked a lot about one of the most important parts of the staff. You know, we get on the airplane Saturday, and you guys are already on those iPads with the already game film, as we still call it game film. It's all digital now, but it's all chopped up. It's all ready to go. Talk about the folks in that area that are at work for you.
Yeah, Jacob does a great job with our film. He was hired here 2 weeks before the season, so he had to scramble. Yeah. He did a great job, but it's remarkable. You can spend all night, all day, the amount of data that you have, the ability to sort the cut-ups. It's remarkable. You could be there all night if you want to be. So the information is there's no secrets anymore. Let's just put it that way. There's zero secrets.
And we still call them cut-ups, even though we don't cut it up anymore. Yeah. It's just a holdover from the old nomenclature. I'm curious. I imagine at some point in your coaching career, you quote-unquote cut up tape or did game film stuff. Was that part of your background?
Yes, I was the beginning of the digital era, believe it or not. How about that?
Okay.
The things that we use now, I was a GA whenever those things came about, and it made our lives 10 times easier. But again, there's now every single way you could ever imagine watching a tape you can, and there's no secrets anymore.
Yeah, Jacob Tepp and his staff, good job with the video. And I remember the old room, this was basketball now, but over at Anderson Arena, they had like a closet off the head coach's room with VHS tapes stacked to the ceiling and guys in there literally chopping them. So we've come a long way. Now, but it's probably good and bad because now you have so much you can watch. You could watch endlessly, right? You don't have to wait for it to get ready. It kind of feeds the sickness here a little bit.
It feeds the sickness for sure. And just the amount of data and the way that you can change and manipulate the data and watch it from 500 different vantage points. There's some positives and there's some negatives. But the positives are that there's no secrets. The kids, you're able to prepare your team much better. And, you know, I love the digital era with the film and video.
And another part of that is that the guys don't have to come to the facility to watch game film, right? It's right there on their iPad or whatever they have, so they can watch it when they need to.
It can go on their phones now. That's how crazy it is. There's guys that will watch. They'll be on their phones walking out of the building, heading to practice, watching practice on their phones, which is crazy.
Watching practice, huh?
We're
talking about watching practice? I guess we are. Coach, it's great to visit with you. Homecoming this week, that's always a big deal. You feeling a little bit of juice already, even though it's only Monday with homecoming week?
I'm glad to be home. Yeah. I loved our first atmosphere in Dwight. I thought it was great. It was great to have the fans out there. I think our kids feel really comfortable at home. Most young teams do. So it's great to be back and playing in front of our people.
5 o'clock Saturday, Coach. We'll see you out there for Louisiana Tech.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's head coach Scott Leffler, BGSU football. We'll talk with defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder after we take a timeout at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and Olive Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College, talking BGSU football. Louisiana Tech comes to the Deut Saturday. It's homecoming for BGSU, 5 o'clock kickoff with the Falcons and the Bulldogs. That means the Medical Mutual pregame show at 4 o'clock here on the network. My broadcast partner, John Gibson, joins me now to talk BGSU football. And I touched on a little bit with Coach there, Gibby, but, of course, you were here for five homecomings as a player because you redshirted.
Yeah.
What about homecoming in your experience? Was it a little boost for the team, or was it not as big a deal as we think? What do you say about homecoming?
Well, you were guaranteed to get a good crowd that week. You know, even during the lean years, there was going to be a good crowd for that one. There was also a good chance that there was going to be a strong presence of some of the old heads, some of the names that you only heard. You would see those guys. You would get to place a face to them. So you know, I remember seeing, you know, Ronnie Redd was one that used to pop up all the time. That, you know, you would see him. And, you know, there's an inspiration to that, you know, wanting to perform in front of some of the names, seeing guys who used to wear your number that are coming back maybe with your jersey on, you know, just a little more tattered. And, you know, those types of things were very big. So there's definitely a lot of juice that goes into a homecoming game because you know you're going to walk out into a pretty good crowd.
This BG football team needs some home cooking after the thumping at Kansas State last week. Unfortunately, you were on the end of a couple of those in a playing career, which is inevitable if you play long enough. How do you handle a game like that where just nothing went right and you get thumped like that?
You got to have a short memory. I mean, you're not playing Kansas State this week, and so you can't play the demons of Kansas State this week. You have to flush that game, and you have to get on to Louisiana Tech, and you have to make sure that, you know, that doesn't linger. Whatever mistakes that you made in that Kansas State game, those mistakes don't come with you on Saturday. You know, you have to correct those mistakes because this is a Louisiana Tech team that's a good football team. This is a team that if you allow them to get out on you, it can get just as ugly and it'll be more demoralizing in front of your homecoming crowd. So you've got to make sure that there is no hangover from last week to this week, and that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, well, you were talking with Coach Leffler about Darius Wade at quarterback, his second game back after missing all last season with an injury. You know, first time out, he plays Morgan State, and really BG outclassed him and overwhelmed him. Second game now, you go on the road against a Power 5-type program, and it just seemed like he wasn't up to speed. Is maybe that a game speed thing now that hopefully he's like, oh, now this is how we play?
Well, I mean, that's going straight from the freezer to the frying pan. I mean, that's definitely, you know, it's definitely a jump up in competition, a jump up in speed level. And having sat out, I mean, a year definitely, but we may be talking about a year and a half, 2 years in that situation, you know, for Darius Wade. That's going to take some adjustment, you know, and so he did get the soft touch in the beginning, but, you know, he got roughed up a little bit on Saturday, and that's just the way the game goes. I think as the season goes on, as he gets more and more comfortable with just playing again, he's going to get better, he's going to get better, he's going to get better, and then there's going to be one of those games where we forget that he didn't even play last year. He's just going to be the quarterback.
Gibby, great to visit with you. I know we're looking forward to homecoming, and I'm sure we'll talk more on Saturday.
Great to be here.
Let's stand by for Coach Brian Van Gorder, who is with us. Let's welcome him here to Frickers to talk BGSU football. Coach Van Gorder, good to see you. Good to have you over here. Coach, I guess the place to start is, I was just kind of talking about this with Gibby and with Coach Leffler, but I guess everybody tries to process it differently. Were you a guy that wanted to look at that tape as quick as you could, get it out of your head, or are you a guy that likes to kind of ruminate on a game like that and try and figure it all out? Where do you fall in that spectrum?
Yeah, well, for me, we're still in such an evaluation period with our players. And we've got a lot of young players and a lot of players that are developing and learning. So I look forward to really seeing them in a game like that and really seeing how they would hold up in that kind of environment against a team that probably is better than us at this time, and just see you know, how far we've come from spring ball, which is a long ways.
With that in mind, maybe there are an individual or two that maybe we didn't see that played better than we might know. After you looked at the game film, was there anything or anybody that did a good job or a decent job or improved or got better in that realm from that game?
Well, I thought two guys held up fairly well, and that would be Caleb Biggers, who was a safety here, and we've moved him to corner. And then Jerry Roberts, our outside linebacker, I thought played a fairly solid game and very aggressive throughout. So, but both those players, I thought, handled the situation well.
We also saw Juwan Hudson, a freshman cornerback, get thrown out there, and it kind of seemed like they were picking on him, to use the parlance. Was that the case? Did they specifically attack him?
Well, they did, and rightfully so, and we know that's going to be, you know, part of his process. I think the difficult thing in that game was we're not very good against the run, and we had to do some things to stop the run, which kind of left him exposed. And I made the decision that, hey, we're gonna try and stop the run here, and So I couldn't help the youngster a lot during that game. We tried here and there, but just really not enough. And but he handled it well to see a corner, have that kind of day, and to, you know, come to the sideline and stay focused and keep fighting. That's important. He's going to have some rough times. He's got a long way to go in his development, and to play at this level, it's a process for him, and there's going to be some tough days.
You talked about the evaluation that you're still going through as you guys go through this season, and you as the coordinator are on the field, and we see a lot of times coordinators are in the booth on game days, not exclusively, but is that evaluation something you feel you can do better during the game on the field so that you have more direct contact and immediacy with your guys?
Well, I think right now that's true. I just think they need that leadership of their coordinator on the sideline with them. We'll see in the future. I mean, I really wouldn't mind when we get it to the point where we'd like it to be, you know, being upstairs. There's a lot of advantages to that. But right now I think that that it's important I set the tone and really keep pressing our culture and what we want to get done.
And, of course, when we've talked about coming into this season, and you talked about having to shore up the run game there, on the D-line, you're just kind of outmanned right now. I know you don't have the numbers or really the – you lack a big inside presence on the defensive line right now, don't you?
Well, we do, and I mean, we're young everywhere, and from a depth standpoint, you know, you can start with D-line, but linebackers, we, in the first game, started three, their first starts ever, you know, the three of them. We did play Kobe Coleman more in this last game, who's got some experience, and then in the secondary, you've already talked about Hud, you know, being a true freshman corner. It's where we are right now. And we've got to stay focused on improving and getting better. We want, in our program, we want everybody ascending. We want the arrow to stay up. And these kids have worked hard. Like I say, in the spring, it was tough in the spring. Spring ball. There were days we had six defensive linemen total, and three of them were walk-ons. So they've come a long way, and I like their commitment to the cause. I mean, they're definitely dialed in, and they want to do better. You know, we've got to figure out through this evaluation process, through personalities, what's going to give us the best chance at Bowling Green to be successful.
Coach, where do you stand, do you think, overall with your defense as far as implementation of your system, knowing the calls, all those situations, if you could give it a percentage or how far along do you think you are in that way?
Well, you know, we've got a big book because we're a multiple defense. So we've dabbled in a lot of different areas, whether it be four down, three down, some 30 sub, some penny packages and such. But the problem is there's not a lot of growth within those different looks. So we're kind of showing our hand a little bit early in the season here with not a lot of inventory to follow up on particular looks that we might give the offense, and that will grow in time. So right now, you know, probably 50% of the defense is there for them, but the growth within each look and package is still quite far away.
BGSU will host Louisiana Tech on Saturday. We'll talk more about that with defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder after we take this timeout. We're at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food, 410 Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter, proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College. Bowling Green set to host Louisiana Tech on Saturday at 5 o'clock. It is homecoming. Hope to have a good crowd at the Doit. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder is with us here at Frickers. And let's talk about this Bulldog team that will come in here on Saturday. As Coach Leffler touched on a little bit, this is a spread team, I guess, predominantly. Is that what we're going to see, a traditional, if you want to call it that, spread look from La Tech?
Yeah, it'll be a lot different than what you saw Saturday. You know, and that's the unique thing about college football is you just go from one offense to another. I mean, we looked at a team last week that was in big, what we call big personnels, 21, 22 personnels, and this team will be in 10 personnel most of the time, so there'll be four wideouts on the field and try to spread you out horizontally to run the ball and then create a lot of perimeter pressure on your defensive backs.
Well, yeah, we said it was 1980s football on Saturday from Kansas State a lot of times. Well, it looked like the good old days.
Good stuff. Yeah, that was real football.
Some football, some fullback leading up in there.
Power O's. And
scraping and plugging.
Good stuff.
Like the good old days. This week, a different look. It starts with quarterback Jamar Smith for Louisiana Tech, returning veteran QB. What's his skill set? What are you looking forward to try and shut down with him?
Well, he's obviously experienced in their offense, which is very rhythmical, and I think they do a good job of getting rid of the ball. Obviously, if you don't do a good job with different looks and all, he knows where to go with the ball. But again, mostly impressed with how quickly they get rid of the ball. And then, you know, he's a good athlete on top of it. He can create problems. He's going to keep it four or five times in the game off their read zone. And then he's, as you saw Saturday, an issue for us is a quarterback scrambling. He can hurt you with his legs. So he's a game wrecker, and we'll put him as such in this game.
And veteran quarterbacks seem to be really good at picking their spots to pull that ball and gash you with the big one. They don't pull it maybe every time that they should when they get 2 yards more than the running back. They let the running back take the punishment, and then they spring the big one on you, right?
That's exactly right. You know, those third and shorts and stuff, and you pile the box for the running back, and they pull it out of there. It can be trouble.
Speaking of running back, though, Jaquese Dancy is a guy that averaged 5-plus yards a carry last year and had about 700 yards and 9 touchdowns. Is he sort of the prototypical spread running back, a guy that can get to the edge, or do they use him in a power sort of attack? What's his deal?
Yeah, he's mostly an inside runner, and you know, their run game is really kind of fairly simple. They don't have a huge inventory of runs, but it I think the inside zones he does a really good job with, and that's again primarily their running game is some inside zone, and they're always capable of the RPO game on the outside based on if you're loading the box to play the run to get the ball off that run game out to the perimeter, and so it's nicely done, it's neatly done, and he does a good job up inside running the ball.
Well, we talked about last week Kansas State, some good old power football that included some double teams on their offensive line against your D-line. This week, seemingly, that is probably not going to be the case, so a different tack for your D-line this week, right?
Well, yeah, that's true, but they're going to watch that film, and maybe they'll think they could simulate some of the things that Kansas State did. But that's really not who they are. They're a zone-blocking team primarily. They got a little bit in the gap scheme, which we saw a lot of from Kansas State. So, you know, we would expect to see maybe a little bit more of that.
Now, against this type of offense with for a defensive lineman, is it more about just holding your ground and trying to figure out what's happening, or do you want them in there wreaking havoc with some penetration if they can?
Well, we've got a couple styles of defense. You know, when we're more in our 3-4 look, it's a little bit more read and strike oriented. When we're in our four down, we want to attack. So we're looking for penetrators in that situation, and that's probably where we're a little bit better right now, is trying to get on edges and single gaps and work that way. But I and the guys, for the most part, I think they'll continue to grow with that and hold up better in gaps and all. I'm still concerned about, and again, this will be a great test, the quarterback running out of there when we are in some third down situations, and our ability to run him down and affect him and run him down. We've just got to get better at corralling a quarterback and getting off blocks and making plays. But, you know, we're concentrating on our fundamentals. We've got to be way better fundamentally.
Yeah, the quarterback escaping, particularly last week, as it was an issue at times, is that more about keeping your spacing or staying where you're supposed to be, or was it more about not being able to get to where they needed to be?
Well, yeah, it was more about our rush lanes just being compromised a couple times. We got our defensive end got caught inside. Now, he didn't get a lot of help from our dime linebacker on it, which he should have been helping him. And then another time we were kind of in a gap charge from one side to the other. We made a bad decision and went back into the pressure, and the quarterback took off and scrambled on us. So, yeah, we've got to get better at really understanding that as a defense, as a defensive line, how to corral and make a guy play quarterback.
Adrian Hardy is their top receiver. He had 75 catches for 1,150 yards last year. So clearly he's a guy that can get it done. But what about their receiving core as a whole? We're going to see a lot of them. I know that, right?
We're going to see a lot of them. Now, he's the most productive one, so they lost some starters there. But you'll see a lot of them, and they're going to run a lot of bubble screen and things that you guys are familiar in seeing. haven't gotten the ball down the field maybe as much so far this year. So a lot of it's been more what we call horizontal spacing. But, yeah, Hardy comes back. He had 75 catches a year ago, so he's the go-to guy.
And, Coach, as you continue to mold your defense and mold your program, who are some of the guys that are your best students of football on the defensive side of things? I'm guessing your middle linebacker is usually those guys tend to be that way, but who are some of the real students of the game on this Bowling Green defense?
Well, you know, they've all done a great job because in the classroom, I don't think our classroom is NFL style, so they've got books and they're writing notes and we check those notes, and they've all come a long way and still have a long ways to go, honestly. But I really, really like, again, their commitment. Jamari Bozeman is kind of more natural in the game, a good learner, and at safety that's important because we can do a lot of things. Now he has to take care of the other safeties and you know, communicate better. Evan Brown does a nice job in the learning process. He's been real good. Connell's been real good for our defensive line. Of course, Nico Lawton, who has more experience, he can absorb quite a bit of knowledge. So those are guys that I think are a little bit more experienced and ahead right now than some of the other guys. I mean, when you're taking a lot of time and talking about Power O and how to fit the Power O over and over and over again, you know, you want a college guy to be able to get up and draw a Power O on the board and really know what that looks like. And our guys are still, you know, learning the game. But I respect and I certainly appreciate their work at getting better. They're good kids, and they continue to improve. And long way to go, but it's a journey we want to enjoy with them.
Coach, hopefully a positive step will be taken Saturday against La Tech. Thanks for joining us here at Frickers.
I appreciate that. I thank all of you.
That's defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food, 410 Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green, or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling. Come on, let's get moving. Think Thayer.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's set up that says 57.
Time for pumpkin spice.
I mean, I usually been ending it whenever you've been coming back
to your last
break.
Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
Big B Coffee, located at 215 East Rooster Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Z.
For over 100 years, Ironworkers have been building America.
Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Jets. At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Here we go, Todd.
It's homecoming weekend. Don't forget about men's soccer. Friday, they host Ohio State. Saturday, homecoming with Louisiana Tech will be on the air at 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock kickoff. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, I, Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, five great franchises, one great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.